the spiritual, the paranormal, angels,
demons,
off-worlders,
UFOs,
conspiracies,
weird weather, seen and the unseen. It's Sight Unseen with your host, psychic and medium, Danielle Agnew.
Hey everybody, happy Wednesday. I am your host, as the little guy introducing everything says, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew. How are you guys out there in listening land? Hi. Man, a lot has gone on this week. Holy cow. Let's start at the very top with that debilitating earthquake in Nepal. Let's talk the fact that they are finding 5,000 people dead and they are estimating that they will double by the time they get in and really start digging through all of the rubble. I mean, Mother Earth is waking up, you guys, and this is in part, obviously, due to the shift that we have in our Earth plane and also just the changes in the Earth. I mean, look at the Himalayas. That's a huge mountain range. You know, you've got Mount McKinley. You've got this huge, super tall mountain, Mount Everest, which obviously, if you're flying an airplane, you could whack into it if you don't pull up high enough. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of geothermal pressure under Everest to make it as tall as it is. And then to have such a humongous earthquake shake down so much snow over everybody. I mean, it's intense. I know that a lot of empaths out there have been feeling this mass death of people. And a lot of people have been experiencing, who are sensitive, honestly, have been feeling the all those souls leaving. I mean, that's a lot of people that got trapped in the snow, that died under rubble. A lot of those villages were ancient that came down. Very, very old villages that came down. So that was pretty hardcore, everybody. Yikes. So really, I mean, this week has held a lot of transition. A lot of transition from the earth plane to the hereafter. And that has been, good Lord, that's been huge. I mean, really, they're estimating at least 10,000 people are dead. And it's not the end of the earthquake cycle. You know, earlier in this year, and at the end of December of 2014, I did quite a bit of speaking about the fact that we've got a lot of geothermal issues this year to deal with. And Everest being one of them, I was talking about. Also, keep your eyes on Mount Fuji. You know, a lot of these old, big mountains, which they're big and old for a reason, because they are under, or excuse me, they're on top of really major fault lines and major fault systems. So keep your eyes on old Mount Fuji. And of course, we've got that whole entire volcanic chain up in the Pacific Northwest. That's Rainier, Mount Hood, Mount St. Helens, Mount Adams. All of these mountains, and I know I'm kind of sounding like an old beater of the dead horses here, obviously, but all of this geothermal activity, guys, all over the earth is going to be showing its face. And again, remember, we are coming out of a 7 to 8 year cycle of being in a high gravitational well zone in the Milky Way galaxy, and our solar system wobbles through that every 50 to 60,000 years. So we're coming out of that. When we went into it, right when we were in the heart of it in 2011, we had that April earthquake in Japan that shoved the island 9 feet west. So the earth got scrunched and Japan moved over. And now we're kind of coming out of that gravitational well zone. So think about a tin can popping open that had had a dent in it, and the dent is popping out, kind of, you know, popping out. And so we're having a lot of expansion in the plates of the earth. And it's not even really a lot of expansion. It's just enough that if we're surface dwellers, which of course we are, those earthquakes will just rattle your feelings right on out. So for you empaths out there, I would love to hear from anybody who was affected by the earthquake in Nepal, whether you knew that it was happening or not. Now, what I mean by that is energetically. Are you an empath that somewhere else on the earth all of a sudden felt this energy building up? Did you feel it coming? How did you feel afterwards? I'll tell you from my perspective, I spent 2 to 3 days, 2 days really hardcore, 3 nights, just exhausted and doing a lot of work in my sleep. I do believe helping people cross over and helping them stabilize the people who did live. And so I've been tired the last few days just because that's where my soul has gone, is to assist with all of this. And it really has made me very, very tired. This is the first day since the Nepal incident that I have not just been completely tapped out. So I'd be really interested to hear from anybody else. You guys can always call me up and chat. I love to hear the expression in your voice, and we can have some good two-way conversations. You can call me live at 406-545-4496, option one, or join me in the chat room with your comments on Nepal and the big earthquake and the 10,000 people that they estimate to be gone. I think it's actually going to be more towards 15, actually 12 to 15. But you can hit me up in the chat room at mtradio.net/chat. And we can talk a little about this. Also, guys, I am here in addition to taking calls about how this Nepal earthquake really did affect you and what it means to you. I would like to hear about that. Whenever we lose 10,000 people on the planet at one time, the whole planet can feel it, gang. The whole planet feels it. And you may not be aware that that is happening, but we're going to get into why that does happen and how you can tell it is happening in your communities as you feel this enormous burst rippling through the universe. I also want you guys to know I am here to answer your psychic questions. It is a part of a service that I offer to folks. I get here once a week and take your calls from all over the world, and I am happy to answer your psychic questions. If you have something that's troubling you in your life, if you have something that you feel is blocking you or that you feel you can't get out in front of, give me a call and please allow me to assist you. It would honor me to assist you. And again, that number here at the studio is 406-545-4496, option one, which is pretty important. Make sure you push that little bud. I do love to help you guys out. It's my, like I said, it's my way of giving back. And a lot of times when you call in, it allows other listeners who may have a similar issue to you to also receive healing. So don't be embarrassed and think that there's such thing as a small issue. Okay, you know, there's no such thing as a small issue. You guys can always call me. So call me up. Don't be scared. I'm really unscary. I am seriously the most unscary psychic or person or whatever you could ever meet. I am two clicks off a Muppet, honest to God. So give me a call. And while we're waiting for folks to formulate their questions or their thoughts, and again, call me with your thoughts too on this Nepal earthquake because I want to hear it. I want to tell you guys why the entire earth feels the loss of 10,000 people at once. Okay, obviously they estimate there's over 365 billion of us. Clearly that's an estimation because we really don't know where a significant amount of the populations of the earth live. I can tell you spiritually and psychically, there are huge population densities still in the Amazon and in the South American area, and none of that is on the grid. You go into these third world countries, huge population groups are not on the grid. So we can guesstimate that there are 365 billion people, upwards of that actually, on the planet right now. When you lose 10,000 people at one time, what happens to the universal consciousness is literally a giant, I won't even call it a ripple. It's more like somebody dropped a great big boulder into a swimming pool. It's a really big explosion in the net of consciousness. 10,000 people in energetically, you guys, is a lot. You know, when you look at these marches on Washington or you look at any large protest, whenever, good heavens, you have over 1,000 people, if you have over 5,000 people focusing their energies in one area, that is actually enough to get the attention of the federal government. And it's enough to get the flag from the terrorist watchers to make sure that nobody's doing something crazy out there with all that intention. Well, the reason being is that there's a lot of emotional and psychic energy that comes together when you get over 5,000 people anywhere, in a concert, in a protest, in a church group, it doesn't matter. That much singular thought erupting into the ethers then is like a flood of data into a mainframe. And so what's hard about that is that when you are dealing with that much singular emotionality, and that's really what this is, it's singular emotionality, people panicking, people in pain, people suffocating, under wads of snow. That's what I was getting as an empath for nights and nights and nights, was were people just trapped in the most awful positions under rubble, under snow, suffocating. And I was just sending these people as much peace as I possibly could, because that's all you can do. That's all you can do is just send them peace. Yet when the help me, help me, help me energy signature at one time hits the airwaves, it really does stop business as usual. I've been noticing that people, in essence, people have been kind of punchy the last few days. And by punchy, I mean kind of spaced out, very emotional. The driving, watching drivers or trying to drive in the middle of drivers has been absolutely terrifying, because everyone is feeling this help me, help me, help me, and this spun out sort of bizarre, if you will, explosion of, well, I'm going to call it desperation and fear and resignation also, because it was a lot of resignation coming from under that snow when people realized, you know what, I think this is just it. I think this is it. That's a pretty big energy signature for people to swallow. It is really intense. So again, if you're out there and you've been struggling with extreme fatigue, if you've been struggling with not feeling well, especially, I would love to hear from those of you who, for absolutely no reason, over the last couple of days, see, I'm clearing my throat even thinking about it, have come down with any kind of chest congestion, throat congestion, nose congestion. I was getting a lot of this. I was even having this really fine, weird silt. I was coughing up this weird silt. And I came to read later that when they had the emergency workers over in Nepal trying to pull people out of these ancient rubbles that fell down, I mean, these just super old buildings, there was such a fine mist of powder that it was like talcum powder. And I couldn't figure out where the heck this stuff was coming out of my lungs. I'm like, where have I been breathing talcum powder? This is not cool. I am not understanding. So basically, you guys, there are some really strange, weird experiences that we can have as empaths when there is a natural disaster someplace. We can feel the pain of the people. We can feel the actually extreme fatigue, because all of that desperation energy goes into the ethers and it goes into our Bluetooth and it starts pulling energy to come help it. And so we might be going through our day and we're like, God, I'm just exhausted and I have no idea why. Well, that's because 10,000 people are buried under snow, and there went the collective consciousness to try to support these folks or bring them something. It's like when you have a tsunami, okay? And the earthquake happens way out in the ocean and you're on the beach. And all of a sudden, this ginormous, big wad of water sucks off the beach and pulls all that water way back out to sea. This is what happens when we lose so many lives at one time. It pulls all that energy way out to sea, and pretty soon we're just looking at this weird coastline going, what happened? Something's coming. Something's coming. Again, I'd love to hear from you guys. If you have been experiencing fatigue, if you've been experiencing the mystery chest cold that's come and gone, if you've been experiencing anything that's a little odd that you would like to share since this horrible earthquake and tragedy in Nepal, give me a call here at the studio, 406-545-4496. Option one, again, that's mtradio.net/chat if you want to join me in the chat room. I see we got some chatters here. Curiosity. Thank you, Jeanette. Jeanette's been patient with some. The server was like, whoa, people listening. Hold on now. We're going to readjust our attitude and try again. Thank you, Jeanette, for your patience. Curiosity popped in the chat room. You are awesome. Ah, thank you, Curiosity. So are you. I so live to listen to you. As far as Nepal goes, I too have been hammered the past few days energetically, and I also have been very dizzy. Oh, God. Yeah, right with the dizzy. Ugh. Today was weight day at workout, and I'm like, don't throw up, don't throw up, don't throw up on the mat. That's embarrassing. I hear you about the dizzy. Curiosity goes on to say, I'm better today, though, and I would love to hear your thoughts on what else is coming. And I guess you're talking about geothermal, Curiosity. How do you see life after whatever this event or events occur, and what can we do to prepare? Thanks. Curiosity, you know, this is falling right into place with Everest. It's falling right into place with several very, very large earthquakes around very large and established mountains. And I've been seeing this since last year. It's a tragedy. I wish there was something we could do to prepare for it. I don't know that you can prepare for 10,000 folks dying. You know, I mean, that's just, it's just one of those horrible things. But I think I understand what you mean by preparation. Again, you know, Mount Fuji, we do have some, I keep seeing some, oh Lord, really bad volcanic expulsions in Japan that are above and beyond what they normally have going on. By the way, you guys, Japan's earth, they always have earthquakes. They always have all kinds of volcanoes erupting because of where they're located. However, they've got some biggies coming, and that's going to challenge the whole, basically, southern half of the country from the middle down, and that's going to make a very inhospitable place to live. So we can send a lot of beautiful healing energy to Japan. And, you know, we can also focus deeply on the Pacific Northwest Rim. And I've been, you know, I know you guys, it sounds creepy and scary and all these things, but looking up at Mount Rainier, Mount Hood, Mount McKinley, Mount Adams, that whole chain, there are going to be some rumbles and vents and all kinds of things there. So if you live in these areas that are around these volcanoes or large mountains, obviously Mount Everest is not a volcano, but the Himalayas are just they're huge because that's where the earth is moving and shifting underneath there. And if you guys want to prepare, if you live in those areas, just make sure that you have enough bottled water. You know, just smart things that some 1945 How to Survive a Disaster manual would tell you. Have some beans in the cupboard, have some water that's clean. And some breathing apparatus, even if it's just a piece of cloth dipped in water will even work, you know, over your mouth if it gets dusty. And it's not to say, oh my God, the whole world's going to be plunged into this cataclysmic thing. I don't see that. I do see geothermal issues all over the world, and I've been seeing that for a while. So we're going to be encountering these things, and as more of our volcanoes blow off, that's when we're going to have a little more of our climate issues, but we're really looking more into 2016, 2017 on that. So this year, 2015, we're moving and shaking, people. Mother Earth is moving and shaking. Jeanette says in the chat room, I've been feeling frustrated and thwarted and depressed. My quote, life is going really well. Didn't occur to me that it was connected. Yes, Jeanette, it very much is connected. We can feel defeat, hopelessness, end of everything. I mean, and just out of nowhere, especially if you're an empath, you're picking up the feeling of 10,000 people whose lives are ending. And I will tell you guys, not to be morbid, but truly, this is just the truth. I spent a couple of nights, as probably one of many people spiritually, who is going over to that area spiritually and helping people cross over and helping people transcend a very bad situation. And there's a lot of time a lot of those people had. They didn't just die instantly under the snow. Thousands and thousands of those people had a lot of time to sit there and slowly run out of air and think, wow, what was my life like? And So there is that feeling, Jeanette, of hopelessness and of depression. Those thousands of energy signatures are going into shared ethers. And those of us who are wired to be empaths are picking that stuff up. Heck, you guys, you don't even need to be an empath to pick that stuff up. You're gonna pick it up. And I know a lot of people whose lives are just fine and everything's going great and they still feel burdened. So yes, Jeanette, that's a big part of it. I suggest to everybody Epsom salt baths. Boy, was I dumped almost an entire bag of Epsom salt into my bathtub, one of those biggies. I'm surprised I didn't prune up like Abe Sapien when I came out of it, but it made me feel better to have that magnesium sulfate in there. Brian in the chat room says, I've been dealing with throat and breathing problems the past couple of days, and the fatigue is very heavy today. Didn't realize that this was connected to the events in Nepal. Yes, Brian, absolutely it is. You guys can hear this. Hear this? Sounds like I'm breathing through a cheesecloth. That came on. Actually, it came on right before the earthquake happened. And I was fine. I'm a singer. I've got a lot of breath support. It's really hard to make me hoarse and to tax that area. And I felt like I had been breathing in a smoke cloud. And, you know, I hadn't been. So, again, yes, that and the fatigue, Brian and Jeanette, this is part of having 10,000 people. Well, it's actually, like I said, going to be more between 12 and 15 by it's all said and done. When those many people die, this is what we share this experience with them. Curiosity says, great, thank you. I was just going to ask you what you recommended energetically speaking to help others. Guys, what we can do is we can hold that area of the country in our heart. And that sounds cheesy, but if you have to look at a map, all right, and this goes for any disaster, any place at all, the Pacific Northwest and the rim that's going to really get active with that volcanic chain up there, whether it's Japan and these two, there's a great big earthquake in the south of Japan that's going to happen, and it's attached to a huge blow up with a volcano down there. And, you know, they've got nuclear power plants that are by them, and it's going to be dicey. So sending a lot of love to those areas that the people would have the strength to be able to endure the fear. Because half the time, guys, remember the M. Night Shyamalan movie, danger is real, fear is a choice. And that's very, very true. That's very true. I mean, pain is real. I can bang my kneecap on the table and that pain is real. To suffer with the pain is a choice. So our attitude toward any given difficulty is a choice. And when you're in the middle of getting a bunch of snow running down on your head in Nepal, you know, you're going to just react. And those emotions are going to hit. And we're going to pick those things up. The whole world is going to pick those things up. One of the things that we can do if you're picking up fatigue or any of this is allow yourself the time to be quiet. You know, this is really challenging for me the past few days. In the middle of this heinous disaster over in Nepal, I've been blessed really with an extremely busy schedule, lots of clients, and people have been feeling very desperate because of this hopelessness that has hit the ethers. And people are clamoring for appointments, and I want to help everybody. I wish there was 37 hours in every single day, you guys. I really do. What I noted was that if people just took a moment to just be still and not panic and try to get to the bottom of why am I feeling so fussy? Why? What is this hopelessness about? I'm panicking. Well, you're panicking because 10,000 people are trapped in snow and they're panicking. That is called the energetic domino effect. And that's what happens. So allow yourself to sit quietly and allow yourself to be able to be still. Because in sitting quietly, all empaths, you guys, we help process the emotionality that gets dumped into the ethers. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Empaths, we help process excess emotionality that gets literally poured into the ethers. And this is not going to be the last of the real bell-ringing earthquakes this year. There's going to be a number of them. I'm in weird places. You know, I'm looking down in New Zealand and seeing them there. I'm seeing some down on the, good heavens, that's the west coast of, Argentina that I'm looking at here in South America. Some real big bell ringers there. And this is largely in part due to the fact that the earth is popping back out like that tin can as we come out of that high gravitational well zone. And it's also Mother Earth's response to a lot of mistreatment. And I'm not saying that, oh, Mother Earth's waking up and is going to get mad at everybody and kick our butts. It's not like that. When these angels show me cause and effect, you know, I've talked about fracking before on the show. And, you know, the deal about fracking is not only are our oil companies breaking up base rock. Okay, base rock is under bedrock, you guys. Bedrock is where I'm drilling a well and I go through the bedrock and I get to my spring, okay? Base rock is what is at the very, very, very bottom or the top, if you will, of that plate that is sitting, you know, on a magma pocket. You know, base rock is a big deal. And our oil is trapped below the base rock because it just got scrunched way down in there, all those mushed up dinosaurs. Now, when we frack the earth, we are cracking the base rock with pressure and chemicals. We're fracturing it. That's why they call it fracking. And it fractures that base rock and that base rock, I want you to think about if somebody drilled into your thigh, into your femur, and started pressure washing that bone until it shattered, until it fractured. How would the rest of your body handle that? Well, obviously, you couldn't put any weight on that leg anymore, so you'd have to put weight on the other leg. Well, then some a-hole says, hey, look, there's oil on that leg too. So they run over and they drill a hole right into your femur, and they start shoving this pressure in there until little micro fractures start happening in that leg. So you can't really put any pressure on it any way you go, because the more you put pressure on it, the more it cracks. Yet you have to walk. Okay, this is what happens with fracking and base rock. Now, how do I know this? Well, duh, it's science, right? The other part of this is, from a spiritual perspective, from a psychic perspective, I have actually gone and took myself out of my body and went 12,000 freaking feet under the ground to look at what this looks like. And it is disturbing. Well, first of all, it's disturbing to go down a 6-inch pipe for 12,000 feet. That's creepy. But you get to the bottom of that, and to see what is happening in this environment, and to see the stress, once they put all these hairline fractures, so the oil will run through the rock into the pipe, the earth, that's like fracturing our thigh. The earth is going, well, wait a minute, where do I put the pressure of this plate? And so it rumbles. Because it's trying to move that geothermal pressure somewhere else, and that rumbles over here, and it rumbles over here, and pretty soon the whole top section of the earth is rumbling because it is destabilized. Now, obviously, the United States is not the only country that does a lot of fracking. We are fracking the base rock all over this planet, you guys. So Mother Earth is trying to stand up with fractured femurs and fallen this way and fallen that way. And everything is trying to shift to support the top of the weight of the Earth. No kidding. Okay. The Earth's top crust float on magma. We are floating on lava. Okay. And they're not even sure what's down there. In fact, I love this quote from the oil companies when they talk about fracking. They pump all this wastewater that is just yucky groundwater that comes up, that's unwanted groundwater. Because God knows we only have droughts all over the place, so let's just spring and pollute the groundwater that is there and then pump it back into the ground while we have all these droughts in California and the whole Western United States. Let's just get this water out of the ground and fill it with chemicals and then pump it way back deep into the ground. When we pump it way down into the ground, those are disposal wells. And that is what causes all those earthquakes, by pumping this yucky, gross water that is not warmed up, it's just whatever temperature it was, down into an extremely hot environment. And what happens if you put really, really, really cold water in a really, really nice warm mug? It shatters. So welcome to what's going on with our base rock, which is actually, you guys, I want you to think of the base rock of the earth like the inner tube that you're floating on down the river. So we are slowly letting the air out of the inner tube, and the river's full of magma, and the river's full of lava. And I really don't see the wisdom in this. However, we're going to get to the fact that this is not going to be all doom and gloom. Everything has a reason. Yet we are going to be experiencing a great amount of humongous earthquakes. And where is the earth going to throw all of this geothermal and tectonic stress? Well, of course, as it tries to stabilize itself, as we keep breaking its ankles out from underneath of its plate system, the Earth is going to throw that stress to the areas of the planet which naturally vent energy, such as the humongous Himalayas and all of those volcanoes along the Ring of Fire in Japan. And guess what happens to be? Are you ready for this? The Western Ring of Fire is, of course, Japan. The Eastern Ring of Fire is, of course, Washington State. And Alaska. So there's going to be some bell ringers up there. I love this. Jeanette in the chat room says, forehead slap awareness is sometimes slow to rise to consciousness. You know what, darling? Welcome to being human, God. I know that's my condition. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to keep talking about what can we do to help the earth stabilize? How can we protect the self and others from the energies that arise through all of this transition? And geez, let's keep our attitudes in check too about that, guys, because our attitudes go into the ethers. I'm Danielle Agnew. This is Sight Unseen. Don't go anywhere. Sight Unseen will be right back. Fit Body Boot Camp. Billings. Mind.
body, life, actual clients tell their stories.
My biggest success going from a size 34 to a size 30 for my pants and losing 25 pounds.
I went from 25% body fat down to 15% body fat.
I have lost 45 pounds.
Fit Body Bootcamp Billings, 601 24th Street West in Westgate Village. Be the change you want to see.
There's a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years,
and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God. And I think that that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook. Hey, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew here. It's that time of year, we're ramping into the holidays, and with that comes the holiday stress, sleepless nights because your brain won't shut down. My meditation CD, Creation Whispers, is a massage for the mind. I've composed a musical canvas that specifically inspires theta waves in the brain, which triggers the deep relaxation that's necessary to fall asleep. Download my album, Creation Whispers, from iTunes today and get the rest your body is craving. Also available on CD at Barjans in downtown Billings.
Hey there, it's Rebecca from Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. We've got a new way of working out that can burn more fat and make your body more athletic in less time. I'm talking about the Fit Body Bootcamp fat-burning workouts that will do the job of a one-hour traditional workout in only 30 minutes. Our secret sauce is how we create the afterburn effect with combined resistance training and cardio to make sure you burn more fat after each session. Try our 21-day Fat Loss Inferno program to see for yourself. You'll get our exclusive program with our Fit Body Jumpstart Nutrition Plan. Call 850-8459 to reserve your spot. New members only, please.
At Soul Sync Bodywork in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Bodywork for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com. And now, back to Sight Unseen. Hey everybody, I'm your host Danielle Agnew. Welcome back to Sight Unseen, only on mtradio.net, broadcasting live from the Big Sky Country of Billings, Montana, and it is a gorgeous day out today. Oh my God, 75 degrees, not too hot, not too cold, not too windy. Here in our chat room on Sight Unseen at mtradio.net, our chat room is hopping, lots of new people joining the room. Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. For those of you that just tuned in, we're talking about the destructive events in Nepal and how the death of 10,000 people can hit the ethers and cause significant events around the world, causing people to feel exhausted, to feel hopeless, to feel depressed. If you want to join us in the chat room, that's mtradio.net/chat. And I encourage you guys in the chat room, you can chat, you know, actually chat with everybody, you know, and I'm right on, Buffalo Woman, talking about the weather in Montana as Goldilocks weather. Not too hot, not too cold. That's absolutely right. I love it when you guys make friends in the chat room. That's awesome. We are a community here on this show. Again, I am here to read for you. If you do have psychic questions or comments or something you want looked into, please don't hesitate to call. Again, the studio line is 406-545-4496, option one. And it is part of the service that I feel I wish to offer people is answering your questions. I get the angel channel. I chat with angels all day long. And I would love to chat with your angels and get to the bottom of some stuff that's plaguing you, because that's just a bummer. Life's too short to be bogged down with stuff, people. And while we're just kind of hanging out to see if anybody calls tonight, we are talking about what has gone on with these horrible destructive events in Nepal. And what's going to continue to go on around the earth. You know, the consciousness of humankind
is being called to pay attention to what we're doing. We are being called into accountability. Obviously, we're not being punished. It's just cause and effect. You start destabilizing the base rock of the, we're surface dwellers, and we start destabilizing our base rock, and that starts to literally detach the top part of the earth from the bottom part, and the bottom part is swirling and doing whatever. And I always find that fascinating, because I think, you know, you talk about those people who get liposuction, and, you know, people, the fat cells get sucked out. This is the grossest thing. Don't get liposuction. It's really bad for you. They go in and they suck out the fat cells. And then there's this flappy piece of raw skin just hanging on top of a raw muscle wall. And then they stick those two things together and stick a corset on you and say, don't you move, until those two pieces grow back together. Now, how disgusting is that? It's awful. This is basically what we're doing to the earth by fracking, okay? We cannot control those fractures. And I'm telling you, I know this sounds cheesy, but I'm being honest with you. I have gone down psychically. It's called remote viewing. And it's the same gift I use when I help out law enforcement. I've gone down these 12,000-foot wells and followed these cracks. And some of them are literally miles and miles and miles and miles and miles away from the intended fracture. And they just keep cracking because of the pressure. And we can't stop that crack. We don't even really know how it works exactly. The oil industry is going to tell you it's all very scientific and it's all very controlled. And that's just BS. No, it's not. It goes and it cracks and it cracks and it cracks. And one of these days it's going to keep cracking. And what we're going to have is we're going to have a significant amount of pressure coming up through those cracks. Sean, our board op, and I were talking about this over the break. And literally, guys, when you release the base rock, there's a ton of pressure underneath of the earth that's going to come up and fill those fissures. And I have seen many times in visions and in dreams and whatever, this unbelievable, when I was a little kid, I called it the orange oil that glowed. And as I got older, I was like, my God, that's magma. That is magma coming up these oil wells, because it is poking a hole where it shouldn't. And we can't control the flow of this stuff. Talk about the ultimate slap in the face to the hubris of humankind, thinking we can go down and crack open base rock and get out oil and not have the rest of the insides of the earth leak out. That is just unbelievably ridiculous. And you're also going to always hear the oil industry say, of course, we're not fracking on top of any unstable magma chambers. And you guys, they don't even really know where half of that stuff is at. The oil industry can't even tell you, they can't even tell us what happens to the water that they pump down to get rid of. They just know it causes earthquakes. They have no idea what happens to it. So yeah, when they're telling you they know this and that, they lie like a rug, baby. Money talks and facts walk. I'm just saying. Okay, in our chat room is hopping. Buffalo Woman says, when a big quake happens in one part of the world, I kind of brace myself for another big one on the other side of the planet within weeks or months. Seems to be a pattern. Absolutely, Buffalo Woman. The earth is symmetrical. If you are relieving pressure on one side of the earth, then the other side of the earth is gonna need to tick and pop. How many times does one shoulder crack in your body and then the next one pops later on? That's absolutely true. Again, seeing lots and lots of quakes in New Zealand. I'm seeing Mount Fuji specifically. Good Lord, that poor thing. Losing its cool. And another two major earthquakes and big, big volcanic explosions on the south part of Japan, which really render the whole bottom half of the country kind of useless. And that's going to be sad. So, you know, as these things are coming along, let's just send a lot of healing energy to the earth and a lot of support and love and hope. Hope. Lots of hope. Jeanette in the chat room says, you know, as tough as it is to feel the difficult emotions from so many departures, meaning all the deaths in Nepal. Again, we're talking over 10,000 people they estimate so far. I'm telling you, there's more between 12 and 15 by the time they get all done. So, she's saying, thank God that we can feel it. Amen, Jeanette. We spend so much time and energy being distant from each other and pretending that, quote, they, end quote, are different and separate. Ain't so, Joe. You're right, Jeanette. Absolutely. This is proof positive that the human race is intertwined and Bluetoothed together. We are inseparable. We are one body, you guys. just because my opinion is different, just because I'm married to somebody somebody else would maybe think I shouldn't be married to, just because my skin color is different than somebody else's might think it should be. We are spiritually all one body. And when one segment of our body suffers, so do the rest of us, especially in a big earth disaster. Huge stuff. Buffalo Woman says, if you drive I-15 between Fontana and Hesperia in California, oh my God, okay, yes, I've flown over this area. You cross the San Andreas Fault. There is a section where you can see these rather small, jagged escarpments. Well, my English, everybody. First language, I think. I believe that's the edge of the tectonic plate pushed up. It says franking driving that. I can see the fracking driving that action. Yes, the fracking. Absolutely. And there is a really fascinating place where the road crossed the San Andreas Fault. And as the plates have moved, they've actually had the road moved apart. So they had to kind of build this little connector piece. It's hilarious. You fly over it and you can see the road, the original road that moved, in this little patch they put in there to connect those two areas. I know, Buffalo Woman, autocorrect strikes again. It's okay in the chat room. I sent some really fascinating texts due to autocorrect. But yeah, you guys, there is something called a conjection well. And it was back in the 80s, conjection wells were an idea that the scientific community had to pump pressurized water down into fault lines in order to create a buffer so that they wouldn't necessarily drag against each other like oil, like putting oil inside of an engine. And the idea is that this pressurized water would create a buffer. Now, conjection wells really never took off because back in the 80s, the idea of building a pressurized water unit that would pump billions of tons of pressurized water into a fault system seemed ridiculous until the oil industry took that same exact technology and turned it into fracking. And they thought, well, heck, if it can keep the plates apart, it can crack the earth open. And that means we get out more oil. We'll just frack it and get out more oil because it's about the oil. Woohoo, oil. Lord almighty, we as a species, I mean, I'm a human being too, but facepalm, human beings, facepalm. All right? Wow. Wow and wow. You know, I tell you what. This is not the doom and gloom show, gang. Okay? This is to point out, as Jeanette pointed out, we are all connected. And if you don't like fracking in your area and the oil companies are going to come in and do so, step up and speak out. One of the things about having the masses in unity and in union of thought is that in the same way that the union of thought from all of these poor babies who suffered and died, and some didn't suffer, some just kind of got mowed right over and that was it. But a majority of them really stayed trapped for an extended length of period before perishing over in Nepal. The same way that we would feel the hopelessness and depression and dread in the air, if we are of the single mind of peaceful change and halting harmful action, that same exact energy signature is also going to start going through the Bluetooth. And I'll tell you, by the time that the oil companies say, oh, fracking is bad, we are going to have some severe earthquakes that go all the way from Oklahoma, going from Missouri, cutting up through the middle of the country, cutting all the way up into the Bakken, into the oil fields, also going, cutting right up into the eastern part of the United States. And I was having dreams 2 days before the Nepal earthquake. About this, it looked like a small group of hills or a very small mountain range that popped right up as the base rock gave. And that was in Oklahoma. And it cut right across. It was like a man-made mountain range that just popped up as the pressure from the Pacific plate and the pressure from the Atlantic plate squeezed that North American plate and buckled it right in the middle. And we have already cracked the hell out of that base rock. And poop, we have this nice little funky mountainy hilly range thing that runs kind of perpendicular and diagonal, and will create some hills and mountains right in the middle of the Midwest. Now, that may sound like science fiction, yet, regrettably, it is not. We cannot break apart the base rock of this planet and repeatedly do it and not have it all just give, because that's what's going to happen. I mean, mother frackers, I'm telling you, good Lord. You know, I love that the chat room is hopping in here. You guys are having a great conversation. I love it. I love it. I love it. We've got Curiosity commenting on a very animated conversation that's happening. It says, LOL, Jeanette and Buffalo Woman, you are tickling me. Danielle, I read that mind control is being used on the populace at this time. What can you tell us about this and how can we prevent it? Gang, what I do believe Curiosity is referring to is the six hertz. Sorry, downloading. Okay, here's the story. What you're talking about here is our VLF, very low frequency waves, are being pumped through the ground, okay? VLF waves are used to transmit military data, not through the air, but through the ground. Again, 6 hertz is a very low frequency wave, okay? It's low. How low can you go? The human ear can't even really hear 20 hertz, okay? So 6 hertz is way down there. That's like granddaddy whale range, way, way, way low. And the reason that the military has chosen to pump information on a VLF wave or a very low frequency wave through the ground and not the air is because A, you need ground to do it. B, you need very specialized equipment to pick up the VLF wave because it is such a long, slow, low, deep wave that you can't pick it up with radio equipment and you can't snap it out of the ear as an EMF wave, electromagnetic frequency. You need very specialized equipment. So the military will pump encrypted information through these VLF waves through the ground. If you live in an area that is around a military base, you are going to be subject to more VLF waves than if you don't. That's just the way it goes because the military uses this. They also pump VLF waves through the water, and it is the same very low frequency wave and conversely a very, very high frequency wave that's killing thousands of whales and dolphins right now. Yeah, because this shows all, this is an uplifting one, isn't it? Yay, let's just die in earthquakes and have all the whales die. Yay, Danielle, so glad I turned into Sight Unseen tonight, you buzzkill freak. Thank you. But in answering to Curiosity's question, honestly, yes, the side effect of VLF waves at 6 hertz is depression, autism, a slowing in cellular regeneration. Keep in mind, the brain is an electromagnetic organ. The brain controls the release of chemicals that inspire the growth of telomeres, which are on the end of chromosomes, and that actually inspires growth for the cellular rate. So you can look at that as mind control, because the VLF wave being pumped through the ground will interrupt the 7.83 hertz Schumann resonance, which, ladies and gentlemen, is the heartbeat of the earth. The human brain operates at optimum capacity as an electromagnetic organ at 7.83 hertz. It is in tandem with the heartbeat of the earth. When our human brain can attenuate itself to 7.83 hertz or lock onto it, could put the tractor beam of the mind onto it, we then have better health. At 7.83 hertz, the human brain produces the proper amount of chemicals, enzymes, regenerative properties, lots of amazing things. So, you know, one could say that the 6 hertz is a mind control mechanism. Perhaps it is. It wouldn't put it past my thinking that the creepier powers that be, there's also good powers that be, you guys. There are not all the evil empire. There are good people trying to make a good difference in the world. So remember that. That being said, the people who grapple for control, it would make a lot of more sense if the free populations of the earth were so dang depressed that they couldn't rally because they were on antidepressants and they were bummed out and they were sick and they were depressed and yucky, yucky. This is what happens when we live in 6 hertz environments. So in answer to you, honestly, Curiosity, I'll tell you how you prevent your brain waves from being actuated by a 6 hertz 6 hertz influence. Are you ready for this? Billions of dollars go into laying a very low frequency transmit system, because I am telling you, it takes wads of power to throw energy waves, sound waves, on that low of frequency. It takes so much power to do that. It's very expensive. Would you like to know how to bust the proverbial balls of the big system that cost billions of dollars with a $9.99 pair of earbuds? Here's how you do it. The human brain will attenuate, and attenuate meaning tune to, okay? The human brain will tune to the frequency that it can hear, okay, that it can recognize the easiest. Now, the body can feel 6 hertz. We can't hear it, but it's a low frequency that comes way up out of the ground. Or you could just download any number of free resources online, especially at YouTube. You can dial in 7.83 Schumann resonance, where that heartbeat of the earth has been incorporated into music. It's been incorporated into beats. It's been incorporated into everything. And it's about this fast, okay? But it's a pulse. It's not a sound. It's a pulse. And you put those $9.99 earbuds in, and you listen to that Schumann resonance. And guess what your brain's going to do? Even if you're sitting right on top of a 6 hertz VLF transmitter, you've just got 7.83 hertz right into your ear, and the human brain will lock onto those earbuds over than what your bones are feeling and your brain is subconsciously transmitting. And your whole system, your whole biosystem, will start to feel the difference as your brain starts emitting different chemicals because it's operating at 7.83 hertz. Now, the first few minutes you do this with the Schumann resonance, if you start feeling uncomfortable and crawly and kind of sick to your stomach and kind of weird, that tells you that your brain chemistry has attenuated to something other than 7.83 hertz. It's likely 6 hertz because that's the most common vibration that's around us right now. So allow yourself to push through the freaky, creepy, weird, crawly, yucky, ooh, I hate this, I feel strange, I feel weird. Your brain is trying to release different chemicals and correct itself. So suck it up, buttercup, and get through that uncomfortable portion, because after 2 minutes, all of a sudden, this wall of euphoria will hit you, and it is awesome. I have done this on many occasions. So this is how you can take a $9.99 pair of earbuds and thwart a $1 billion encoded through the ground VLF system put in place by all world militaries, not just the United States, you guys. It's not just the USA. There is a council of 8 beings that run this planet, and the USA is actually amongst the least yucky of all of them. Okay, so I'm just telling you, that's the way it is. Our chat room is hopping. I want to make sure to get to this before we're out of time. Now it says we're talking clean water. Good heavens, we're chatting. Hold on, I'm going to go up just a little bit because I have a cursor and an opposable thumb, and I can do that. Let's see. Buffalo Woman says, at some point, and I visualize this, people will realize that there is no substitute for clean water, clean air, certainly not money and oil. That is correct, Buffalo Woman. And I know I've been banging the gong of groundwater this year, but guys, do search out where you can make sure that you're getting clean water, okay? Because we are going to have crazy groundwater issues later in this year. And then we got some high fives to Buffalo Woman in the chat room. And so basically, Buffalo Woman saying, Danielle, you've said this is the year of reconciliation. Is this the year of the turning point where the common folk say enough and start taking control back? Yes, love. And I'll tell you, that's exactly it. Things must balance. Things must reconcile. And it's not even like we're taking the control back. Honestly, the system balances itself because the avarice and the hubris of the money that has driven our planet into a very sad space really goes too far. And there is a snapback to where those who have driven this to this point, they get so freaked out, they just drop the handlebars and they jump off the bike and they go run screaming. So it's not even that we need the control, but I understand what you're saying. It's that they abandon the pursuits because of the folly and the destruction. And it's going to happen very quickly this year, guys. It's the year of reconciliation. And don't be afraid. This is good stuff. This is good stuff. Sometimes you got to just really get to that point in working out where your shoulders are killing you to realize, wow, I'm making improvements. I'm growing muscle tissue. This is good. Our Earth will rectify. It will right itself, you guys. Okay. And Jeanette's in here saying, it seems like that's already happening. Pushback is pretty brutal, but perhaps those folks agreed to be the flag bearers. And again, we're talking about the folks who have perished in Nepal. And that's absolutely true, you guys. You got to remember that when people die in a bizarre, weirdo way, those souls have made a contract that they don't need to be here for the whole ride with the earth freaking out and the groundwater going weird. And their souls didn't need all that garbage. And they could say, okay, this is going to be uncomfortable under this snow for the next 12 hours until I run out of air. Yet I'm not needing to be here to struggle through how hard this has gotten. Not to say that I'm trying to justify the deaths of tens of thousands of people. It's just that when that happens, these people graciously, they give it up for a greater purpose. And there is some beauty to that, as tragic as it is. Buffalo Woman says, however, since 2011, we've seen movements start to shift power away from the wealthy few, but they've died out. You know, one of those reasons is because the movements themselves became the issue. Like the I can't even think of it. It was so popular a few years back. The Occupy movement. Pretty soon, they didn't even know what they were occupying. It was just occupy what? Occupy the front yard. Occupy your dad's Audi in your grimy clothes. Occupy whatever. You know, it's not even about the movements. And the heart of those who were in the movements is in the right place. Yet to move with no objective, even if the objective is to protest, is not necessarily going to counter what we're dealing with. There is a state of, yes, we need to speak up. We need to stand up. Yet being pushing back is not even as necessary as providing a place for the system to fall as it falls apart. And that's more so what it's about. It is deconstructing and falling apart in huge chunks. And as it hits the ground, beautiful intentioned people are coming together to pick the pieces up and reconstruct it with compassion and with the mindfulness of the many, rather than the fragmentation consciousness of the few that broke it apart in the first place. You know, honestly, let's see. Curiosity, thank you for reiterating the 7.83 hertz in the chat room. Jeanette says, where do we find that? Jeanette, if you go to my blog, calltolight.org, okay, you can actually see that I have posted up there. I do believe it's under my 2012 tinfoil hat blog. I actually posted a link to the Schumann Resonance, and I'm going to blog more about this because I need to get back to blogging, you guys, and all of the hundreds of hours that I'm going to split time and develop out of nowhere. I'm going to counterfeit some hours and make this happen. Gang, I want to thank everybody for chatting today. I love you all. You edify the world. Your consciousness is important. This is not the doom and gloom show. This is saying be prepared to pick the pieces up in your area and reconstruct them with beauty and with purpose, because you are here on this earth at this time to make positive changes. This is not to scare you. It's to empower you. It's the year of reconciliation, you guys. And we all know what's gone on. All we need to do at this point is make sure that we correct it in a positive way. Hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. Guys, stick around for my dear friend Marcia Reichert on Channeling Divine. I'm Danielle Agnew. Thanks for listening to Sight Unseen.